This is actually interesting, and why am I not shocked that you, Theodore Jenkins with Oxygen Financial, would find a way for people, our audience, that owns a business, that has some say in the business that you work at, to use the new craze of Pokemon Go as a way to make money. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I've been starting to look at this Pokeconomy or whatever they call it right now, that if there's an opportunity to make money and you can market, you know, for a business, including ours, we want to take a look at it. So I had to look a little bit deeper into this, not like I was playing Pokemon Go and walking into walls and things like that. But
I was wondering if you were doing that.
Hell no.
So thank God.
Oh, come on, admit it if you were.
No. Please tell me you have better things. Tell me you have better things to do.
I got better things to do.
Good.
But unless I can make money doing it.
If you're doing this, so you're just doing it because you know it's a craze, and so you've got these little Pokemon dudes in your office now?
Well, I'm looking at setting it together now. You know, I looked into this thing that if you own a business, one of the things is that if you've not played this before is they have this thing called like a lure or a lure module that you can buy. And I'm going to tell you because I actually did the math in this. This is the kind of geek that I am about this stuff. And it's extremely cheap marketing-wise if you look at the bang for your buck about what you can get by putting a lure down in your business to actually attract people into your business.
All right, so explain this for people that have no idea what we're talking about. So this game that has now more active users than Snapchat, Tinder, I even think it surpassed Twitter. What you do is you go and you hunt for these Pokemon characters that are placed there by people.
That's
you know, and so you're saying that you can go on the app, and I think you can purchase them for a very small price, and you can put these characters in different spots. So if you own a business like, let's say, Oxygen Financial, you can put a Squirtle in your business, and you'll at least get people through the door. When you get to the door, then the rest is up to you.
Which is crazy. Think about most businesses that don't have a big marketing budget. So what can you do for $100? Well, let's say for $1, you can put a lure down for about 30 minutes, and it will only cost you 99 cents. Now, what did I look into? Where do I get a discount? So in a discount for about 14,500 Poke coins, they call it, this is about $100, you can get an 8-pack of lure for about 680 Poke coins. So it's a little bit cheaper if you buy in Poke. I know this sounds...
No, I love it. I'm so into... I don't play the game, but anybody that does play the game, I am all in. I think it's fantastic. I was telling people yesterday that I saw like 8 people in the Chattahoochee that were playing. I saw some people in their 20s that were at the Kroger parking lot playing. I think it's cool. I love it.
I don't think it's cool. I think it's stupid, but I get it. I'm glad these people are getting exercise. So Bailey and I are at odds on
here's
this.
What's cool about it. Steve,
if you can get people in your business, that's smart. And if it makes people that never see the sun exercise, I think that's great.
For $100, Steve, I can basically get 84 hours of lures. This is only going to cost me $1.19 per hour. Like, what marketing
do you get?
Cheaper
than radio, huh?
Yeah.
Just take all your money out the radio station, put it in a Pokemon Go.
I was thinking about a 30-second spot versus, you know, an hour of...
All right, Ted, that was a joke. Don't you start doing that. Stay focused.
But at $1.19 per hour, if you can lure people in there... Then you've got an opportunity to present your business. I mean, if you own a bicycle shop or you have a florist or you a restaurant or a business like ours, our kind of business is not typically the kind of business people just would walk into.
But is it for their age? There's an age demographic on the Pokemon. There's an age that's playing it. So does your business have to cater to that age?
I think, you know, it's typically that 16 to 25 range right now, but it's getting to be
not
a little bit of an older demo.
Actually, Nate was, where are your headphones at?
I have to plug the camera.
Actually, he was saying yesterday that the high percentage of is 25 and up.
Yeah, 40% is 25 and up, and 60% is 18 to 25.
So the higher percentage is younger.
So think about this: is if you own a bar, you know, once you get them in the door, and it's like 2-for-1s or drink to your pee or whatever the promotion is. You know, once you get them in the bar searching for Squirtle, then they're there. I mean, we saw the other day there was hundreds, if not over 1,000 people in Central Park storming the park looking for some character. You know, so if you can get them in the door and keep them there, it's brilliant for just a few dollars out of pocket.
I mean,
how do you keep them there? Don't they just come in?
I just
in?
Said at the marketing, you got to have a promotion. You know, drink to your pee, 2-for-1s. 10% off lunch, or, you know, once you're there, you most people, I think, would say, well, why not?
But a lot of people, aren't they in a hurry to go to the next place? Isn't this get all you can get? I mean, I don't understand. Do they? Are they like, well, ooh, now we got to go here. Ooh, now we got to go there. Are they in a hurry?
No, that's true. They're playing the game. But like Jason said, you know, like any good business, once you get somebody in the front doors, if you offer a discount, or in this case, let's say you you offer some sort of 50% off if somebody's at a high level, if they're at level 15 or 20 or whatever it may be, that you offer them a discount on what you have, then they might have a drink, they have some food, or they're in the store longer, then you've got an opportunity like anything else. The longer somebody stays in your store, the better a chance you have to close them to buy some business.
And this is another thing with this game, and what made me recognize this was last night. I'm watching WWE Raw, right? A couple million people each Monday night. You got a sold out crowd of maybe 15,000-18,000 people wherever they were at. And one of the guys who we've had in the studio, actually Atlanta guy, Xavier Woods, and he's a big gamer. You know, he has a YouTube channel and game stuff. He mentions the game during this promo that they're cutting in the middle of the ring. The entire place goes nuts. Now, you look at the demographic of a wrestling fan, okay, which is not usually the stigma as it was 20 years ago, but the play is a huge pop. So I'm going, not everyone plays this game in that place.
No.
But they pretended to play it because it's a trendy thing to do. So back to, if it's a business and you get one of these characters there, people are going to follow the other person to go into that business.
Well, and I think what you're going to see happen, this depends on, sometimes these types of things are a fad and you have to capitalize quickly and try and make some money, and then sometimes it might have longer staying power. If this has longer staying power, much like you've seen with other social media apps, you will have parents of these children at this age downloading the app. They may not play and engage the way their kids do, but they just want to see what the heck is going on with their kids, because they hear them screaming in the back of the car like, I caught one, and they have things like that happen. And that's how you start to, sometimes you bring the kids in while they're with the parents, then you have an opportunity to market to the parents.
Let me ask you, people that come in and talk to you, it's a one-stop shop when you're doing 401k, IRAs for the richest of the rich, or for those that are just making ends meet, you know, that's what Oxygen Financial does. But do you have people that are coming in there, the clients, especially those from our audience, that are bringing this up in the past week, that are talking about this game?
Oh, no question about it. We have a lot of people talking about their kids playing. What I've started to see are there's some business owners that ask me now, what do you know about this stuff? So I've had to start to educate myself because I wasn't really playing the game. And I was starting to look at different ways that I could draw people into our business. And like I say, most businesses, the biggest struggle is, how much is your marketing budget? It's usually not a lot for businesses. So for a couple of $100, whether you do something like using lures, or you start doing small ads on Facebook, or you're offering discounts to bring in players, or those types of things can draw a lot of business for very small investment.
But it sounds like it's adults drawing kids in. It's like adults are like, how does this work? Because I want to get business.
I don't know, man.
I just can't see a grown man running around chasing these little figures, man. I'm sorry.
It's happening every day right now.
A guy called yesterday. He's 54 years old. He goes out with his kids. Every person that I've seen playing this game out in public, they've got enough money to spend. They're late 20s, early to mid-30s. So that's money in pocket. You're not talking about 15, 16-year-olds that are catching the bus to go find Squirtle.
In fact, you're not supposed to sell your accounts technically, but you're having a lot of people on Craigslist and eBay now that get to a certain level, and they're selling their accounts for hundreds of dollars.
So to get to it, you already started like level 21.
That's right.
Wow.
And they're selling them right now. If you go on eBay or Craigslist right now. Now, if the three of us, we want to get into, I was thinking about this, we could get into a little Pokemon insurance business. Let's create a little insurance policy in case you do walk into a wall or something like that.
So if you hurt yourself, yeah.
Yeah, we just make it very difficult for people to collect.
Yeah, it has to be very difficult, like extremely difficult. Like there's no way anybody ever collects.
That's fantastic.
I like that, Ted. Now you're thinking.
The number one character that people are looking for in the state of Georgia is Abra, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was something I read.
So you need to get an Abra in Oxygen Financial.
I wish my place is a Pokemon gym now that I learned about what a gym is. I go to the gym,
By the way, since we're talking about the Pokemon, on Friday we're going to be doing our version of this called GNR Show Go, where if you go to BaileyandSouthside.com right now and sign up, Friday morning you'll get a code. You take that code on our website, you type in the code, it'll give you a map of five specific locations where Friday morning our five interns will be. You show up with ball in hand, throw the ball at our intern, hit him.
Not a bowling ball or a baseball. We're talking about a softball.
While videotaping yourself, you then upload it to our Facebook or Twitter and tag us. First one that does that, we are giving you tickets to go see Guns N' Roses next week.
At least you win with ours.
I like it.
That's what I like about it.
All right, Ted, how can people find you if they want some Pokemon Go advice to make money or anything else?
Well, certainly that, or if you recently got divorced or getting married or you've got to roll over your 401k, go to oxygenfinancial.net. We're happy to help you out. And if you need more information on this Pokemon Go stuff for your business, just fire it away to our website, and I'll get you all the information I put together.
You know, that's great. It sounds silly. I think a lot of people right now are probably rolling their eyes. Sounds silly. But let me tell you, you know, when I did some marketing, some social media marketing, especially a lot of mom pa's, there are still people that exist that don't get the internet. And when I say don't get it, they don't understand. Like, what do I need Facebook for? I'm like, bro, it's free advertising. Well, I just get people that walk into my shop. What if you could triple your sales? That's well, right. I can't figure it out, man. You know, and they just don't understand that there's a lot of ways out there to market, make money that are like cheap or free even, you know? So that's I'm glad you pointed that out. I think that's fantastic.
$1.19 an hour.
You know what I hate is every time somebody imitates somebody stupid, they're Southern.